Dear Pilgrims, it's great to chat with you, and some of you are going to be on your way to Santiago even as you listen to this. So, bonne route today, and good walking today, and for those of you who are still in Montreal, I hope that you also are reflecting on pilgrimage as you listen to these podcasts. Today we have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Christine Jameson, who is presently the chair of Theological Studies at Concordia University and an associate professor in the department. She will be, I've asked her to reflect on the topic of pilgrimage from her own vantage point, and she's going to be speaking for a time about pilgrimage, and then we'll be engaging in some conversation on the subject as well. So without any further ado, here is Professor Jameson.
Thank you, Matthew. The first thing I wanted to say is there's this great quote from this professor in Paris, Julia Kristeva. She's an expert in psychoanalysis and linguistics, and she wrote a line once that said, "Every question is a crisis." And it seems to, this may seem a strange place to begin my reflections on pilgrimage, but I think that both question and crisis are at the root of pilgrimage in its deepest sense. What does it mean to be a pilgrim? What is a pilgrimage? These questions really prompt me to try to understand the foundation of the experience of being a pilgrim. It's often noted in the Christian faith that we are pilgrims on earth. This is not our home. So we have a third element of pilgrimage, the idea of home. So I wanted just to kind of look at those three words, the word crisis, for example, and what are the roots of that word? Well, the word crisis is derived from the Latinized form of the Greek word crisis, or turning point in a disease. And that comes from krinein, which means to separate, to decide, to judge. And that comes from the base cri, or cri, which means to sieve, discriminate, distinguish, etc. So that's interesting to think about crisis that way. And then secondly, if we think about the word question, the second term, question is derived from the Latin questionem, or which is a seeking, an inquiry, and the root of that is means to ask or to seek. So here we have two terms. We have a term that has something to do with separating, deciding, judging, discriminating, and then a second term that has to do with seeking and inquiring. And then it's interesting to think about the third term, home, and to juxtapose the noun home, which I think we all understand as the place where we feel we can settle, we can be relaxed, we can be comfortable. So we juxtapose that word, that noun home, with the verb home in relation to being guided to a destination, homing in on something. We talk about a homing pigeon, that idea of seeking something. So these three words are kind of suggestive to me when I think about pilgrimage. That a pilgrimage connotes in me a sense of crisis, in the sense that there's something that has to be done, something that has to be decided, something that is kind of moving me out of my settled position into something that I need to do. And then the question, the seeking, the inquiring. So what is it that this crisis is prompting in me? And then the idea of home, homing in on something, where I'm headed to. So when I think about pilgrimage, my sense of it has to do with a kind of an inner journey as much as an external journey. So we are sojourners in the world, on a journey to a better world, in a sense, a world where we can find our home, where we can find ourselves. And this reminds me of Lonergan, Bernard Lonergan, where he talks about how the human person is a developing subject. So that how I understand that is that within us, within the human subject, there is a dynamism or a dynamic with that within us for self-transcendence. We seek to be something more than we are. We're searching for something. And that dynamism, that dynamic within us, it first begins to show itself in the question. That's where it really manifests itself, in the question. And the question comes from an even prior sense of wonder. Okay? And this, again, this really has something to do with what it means to be human. So we're almost intrinsically pilgrims, I think, because we're seeking something. We wonder about our existence and we're seeking something. And so this experience of being a developing subject, it's a permanent and constitutive feature of all human life, of all human beings. And it's operative in everything we do. And I think it reveals to us a kind of a dialectic within us, within the human subject, that we are always at one time, we are always at one and the same time in movement, and yet also, you know, there's this dialectic between moving towards something and arriving, in a sense. So at any one time in our life, we're in a stage of development. Who a person is now, who I am now, is not what I was before, and it's not what I'm going to become. And I think here about a line from a Bob Dylan song where he says, "He who is not busy being born is busy dying." So it's that dynamic that human beings are, that we are. And that's what pilgrimage suggests to me. And it makes me think also about, this kind of, when we talk about development, well, human beings, we develop physically, so we're born and we grow and become teenagers and adults, and then we eventually head into decline. And I think that's also similar when we think about ourselves at a psychic level. But what's interesting about human beings is that we have this also capacity for development at the intellectual level, and that's the level. I don't just mean academic or theory, but I'm talking about what it is about us that creates questions, our desire to understand, our desire to ask questions and understand, and that is unending. There's an infinite sense of that, and again, I think that the idea of pilgrimage and pilgrim really ties into that infinite sense within us to that never stops questioning. I think about my father, who's 89 years old, and he's still asking questions. He's an infinite questioner, and that's what we all are. So I think that pilgrimage then is an external, I see it as an external manifestation of two forces within the human subject. This experience of estrangement, so this experience of need, of desire, of want, and the movement towards having that fulfilled, a kind of a reunion in a sense, a reunion. So there's a kind of a tension within us that I would call a tension between our limitation and our desire for transcendence. So human beings are both, we're what Lonergan would call integrators. So that means that we've achieved a kind of an integration within our lives, a kind of a settledness. So we're definitely that. But we're also what Lonergan calls operators. We're in the process of self-transcendence towards something much more than what we are. So we have this kind of this tension within us. And I think that pilgrimage is an effort to seek a kind of genuineness within ourselves, to consciously live this tension within human consciousness, and to consciously move towards the concrete synthesis, knowing full well that we will never really ever achieve it, at least in this life. And this leads me finally to think about something that a term that Lonergan calls religious conversion. And here he's not talking about converting from one religious faith to another. He's talking about an experience where we shift our focus from our finite world of attending to the everyday matters of here and now to thinking about ultimate value and meaning, or ultimate meaning and value. So our ordinary cares are placed in a larger context of transcendent meaning and value. So we're, in a sense, we're shifting out of our ordinary world, and we're putting ourselves into another world. And I think that that's very much what pilgrimage is all about. I recently read a book titled To a Mountain in Tibet, and the author was on a type of pilgrimage, although it was not explicitly a religious journey or a religious book. But he wanted to take a journey after the death of his mother and the loss of his family. And those kinds of experiences, deaths or loss or experience of, again, a crisis in our lives, those kinds of experiences are what Carl Jaspers calls limit situations. So what does he mean by that? Well, the term limit situation connotes a boundary condition. It's a condition in which a human being or a human person is faced, on the one hand, with the finite limits of his or her situation, and on the other hand, paradoxically, through those very finite limits, because of the finite limits, the human person becomes aware of transcendence. So the limit situation is a boundary condition of the human person, and it's at once both shattering and liberating. So it strikes me that pilgrimage is what facilitates this shift from limitedness to transcendence, a shift from the experience of shatteredness to the experience of liberation. Whether it is a pilgrimage of the heart only, or a pilgrimage that actually involves one in going to a different place, a strange place, away from our ordinary place or existence, somewhere to an unknown place, there is in this experience a possibility of hope, an experience that where, you know, through our effort, we might reach another place where one has an experience of transcendence and an experience of infinity. Augustine wrote about tearing oneself away from flesh to heart, from despondency to enthusiasm, and that this constitutes a true substantiation. And this, for Augustine, was precisely what he understood as pilgrimage. So those are my reflections on pilgrim and pilgrimage. And
I want to ask you a couple of questions, Christine, about a couple of things. But I'm going to start with the last thing that you said, just okay, because it caught me. And I may have I probably did mishear or misunderstand, but when he said a true substantiation, whenever I hear substantiation, I have overtones of Eucharist, and I don't know that he was thinking in necessarily those kind of categories. But if he were, I guess to use the proper grammar, if he were, what a wonderful way of ending a discussion on pilgrimage from Augustine's point of view, that it becomes the true, almost the alchemy that transforms the believer finally into this. The member of the body of Christ, mm-hmm. I guess for him it would be.
Yeah, for him it certainly would be. You know, and it's that experience of this incredible journey within himself, I think. I mean, that he sort of saw himself on. And, it was really Augustine that talked about, you know, the inner depths, the journey of the inner depths. And I very much think that was, you know, how he understood pilgrimage was, you know, this kind of inner journey, and the external manifestation of it is, I think it's really important for human beings to actually go on pilgrimages, to actually walk, to make that physical experience happen, because we are physical beings and we need that. But it's really to facilitate something that's much deeper, eh? That whether even if we're locked into a hospital bed or a prison cell, we can still have that experience, eh?
The inner and the outer journey that go together for pilgrimage.
That's right. Yeah. I think so, yeah.
I was going to ask you, I noted from your comments, I just was taking notes, and I had three different sort of movements. One of them from crisis to integration. Mm-hmm. I think you referred to that. Yep. Another one from estrangement to union. Mm-hmm. Another one from limitation to transcendence. Mm-hmm. Is that, mm-hmm. did I catch
that? That's
this?
Right. Yes, okay. You did. Yeah.
And I like what you just said about the incarnational aspect, that is the embodiment, that these things are lived out, even if it's an inner journey. And in history we see the tension where often the church authorities would sort of pull back on pilgrimage as a popular phenomenon,
right. Yeah.
And they would say practice the inner journey.
Yeah.
But in fact the inner journey and, yeah, the, and the outer journey,
yeah,
often go together.
That's right. I think they're very important. I think there has to be an external manifestation. You know, I think that there's something interesting about pilgrimages in the you know, if you think about how long is the pilgrimage going to be, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, and what's the use of it, eh? What's the point of it, eh? In terms of our pragmatic world that we live in, eh? But the very fact that we can't really talk about it in those terms, eh? It has to shift out of those kind of, causal sort of
instrumental
sort of frames of reference to something. I mean, again, that's that shift into what I think is kind of something much more profound about human lives. When Lonergan talks about religious conversion, you know, this idea of, you know, moving away from our ordinary concerns into something, you know, that's much, you know, longer range in terms of the very meaning of who we are and what we're about and our lives. And I think that's why I love that term limit situation, because those are the situations those are the situations that push us to that, eh? You know, we don't often choose it ourselves, eh? I mean, some of us do maybe, but often those situations are what make us go on pilgrimages, you know. Like that fellow that wrote that book, To the Mountain in Tibet, you know, he wasn't a religious person, but he felt this deep need to do something to mark the death of his mother and the end of his family. His sister had died and his father had died, and so now his mother, and so he was the last, and he felt a need to sort of somehow or other to live that in a way that was meaningful, and so he goes on this incredible trip into this mountain in Tibet, and there's something about those, doing those things, those experiences that are so important for human beings, you know, to get out of that instrumentalized world that we're so much more and more being forced into, to experience that. And, you know, it brings us back to something we were talking about earlier, you and I, Matthew, about the university, eh? And the university is moving more and more towards, credentializing institutions, to quote Jane Jacobs, and not valuing as much anymore the importance of that deeper dimension of the human person, you know, questions of ultimate value and meaning and those kinds of deeper levels of reflection. So
I think it was Charles Taylor who talks about the primacy of instrumental reasoning.
That's right.
And how this is one of the malaises of modern society.
Yeah.
And pilgrimage maybe is an active resistance then. We can say that the pilgrims, those of you who are walking right now, are on an active resistance against one of the malaises of modern society.
That's right. That's absolutely true. It's a profound form of protest.
Maybe that's the best way to end it.
Good.
Thank you, Dr. Jameson.
Thank you.